This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn is joining his party's effort to remove a military red flag law in this year's defense spending bill. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The red flag law involves service members accused of domestic violence. According to military.com, it would allow civilian law enforcement to carry out protection orders issued by military courts, including seizing weapons. Supporters say it ends a requirement that military spouses seek protective orders from two separate courts when in danger. But Lamborn and other Republicans argue the policy violates Second Amendment rights and should be dropped from the final bill. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The mountains got a few inches of snow overnight, and a stronger storm is set to hit the high country starting tomorrow evening. Meteorologist Joel Gratz with the website Open Snow says 10 to 20 inches could fall over a couple of days in some areas further west and south, like Telluride.
We'd really need about double that to get a lot more skiable and rideable terrain open. So I'm not sure if this is going to be the storm that we absolutely need, but hey, if it gives us a foot of snow or more, we'll definitely take it.
Overnight, Telluride saw 4 to 5 inches of snowfall, while Vail and Breckenridge saw around 4 inches. So far, the state only has about half the snow accumulation in the mountains it normally would in a typical year. Much of the Front Range is expected to get some snow by late Thursday. An assistant professor at CU Boulder will compete on Jeopardy tonight during their professors' tournament. Dr. Ashley Lawrence Sanders teaches African American history and U.S. history with an emphasis on the American Civil War. She'll face educators from Howard, Penn State, the University of San Francisco, and others. Last week, she called the opportunity the, quote, coolest nerd thing she's ever done. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.